We all know the housing crisis that we are in. It's been decades in the making, and now we're scrambling to make some sort of dent in it. It's always great to hear of new estates being announced or another lot of social housing underway. But our guest today, Ian Morrison, the rental man, has a word of caution. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Deb. Good morning, listeners.
Ian, with all the new building going on, there has been a bit of a warning last week.
Yes, Deb, as you would know, the federal and state governments have set some fairly ambitious targets for new builds between now and 2029. But the sheer scale of these programs have caused some notes of caution. Labelled by some as the ticking time bomb, it has been revealed that quantity more than quality may become an issue.
How so, Ian?
The issue is quality control, Deb, with the targets asking for 1.2 million new homes by 2029, and this leads to the possibility of cheap and nasty builds done too quickly, with the potential for basic structural flaws and soaring extra costs later on due to poor workmanship and gaps in regulatory oversight. Back in the day, we used to haunt the new housing areas to find out who was building for investors and look to offer our management services, and these new places were normally trouble-free, and it was the older places that needed maintenance. Now, though, in my experience, it is quite often the newer homes that cause us grief, with poor fittings and workmanship evident within 12 months of completion in some cases. Some of this is down to a lack of proper training and private certifiers who often work for the actual builder and therefore will seek to sign off and move on. Don't get me wrong, Deb, I'm not saying the industry's full of failures, but a survey last year by the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute found around 70% of households reported quality issues, the most common being wall cracks, mould and plumbing issues.
Wow, that's quite a number, Ian. But we do need more housing for the future. So what do you think is the answer?
Well, Deb, Master Builders recently welcomed the announced changes soon to undo the amount of planning and approval red tape to start. So hopefully simplified and efficient processes will allow the industry to focus more on their work practices rather than reams of paperwork and the like. Also, a better overview of compliance on site would certainly assist. Again, back in the day, councils had inspectors on site at all stages of any new build, but now it is outsourced. We're relying on private companies to ensure all is in order. So more education in this area would be a benefit, I would think. Eventually, if not addressed though, Deb, the future homeowners, our children, will pay the cost as a result of poor practices and unrealistic targets, forcing problems to be overlooked as the industry scrambles along. It's up to the industry and government to have a good look and get the settings right for the benefit of the whole community, Deb.
As you say, Ian, a ticking time bomb. We've seen the same thing, people paying $1.3 million for a five-year-old home with flat-pack cabinetry, put together by an amateur. Really disappointing. But as always, Ian Morrison, the rental man, you bring essential topics of discussion to the fore. Listen again to this interview or any of Ian's invaluable discussion on topics like rental legislation, insurance, new smoke alarm legislation on 1015fm.com.au, search podcasts.